Person convicted for the offence of coercive control was sentenced to 21 months in jail yesterday. 33-year-old Kevin Dunleavy pleaded guilty at Letterkenny Circuit Court to charges including coercive control, harassment and making threats to damage property. Dunleavy made almost 5,700 calls in 4 months to his then partner. He made threats to her life and pulled her out of a restaurant by her collar and beat her. Before we came on air, I spoke to Detective Superintendent Jerry Murphy from the National Protection Service Bureau and asked him if his team led the investigation into that case.
Our team were there to advise the investigators, but it was primarily through the investigation team in Donegal and Milford. And if I can, I'd like to compliment the investigation team under the guidance of Superintendent Dave Kelly to bring this, our first case, to a successful conclusion.
And this is complex, isn't it? This law and this legislation.
It is, and if I could explain to the listeners, coercive control, it's a persistent pattern of controlling, coercive and threatening behaviour, which includes all forms of domestic abuse, which is emotional, physical, financial, sexual, including threats. And there are certain signs that are there for the victim of coercive control. So are they isolated from their friends and their family? Are they deprived of any basic needs such as food, electricity and heating? And that may seem severe, but they are some of the ingredients. Are you being monitored, your time and your behaviours? Is your communications online being monitored? And primarily, like, does your partner take control over aspects of your everyday life, such as where you go, who you can see, what you can wear? And the development and the gathering of evidence, as you can see, it's quite intricate. But we have skilled people out and about in each of the divisions who are able to meet with vulnerable victims and gather the evidence that's required for successful prosecution.
I was looking at this case yesterday. This man made almost 5,700 calls to this woman in a period of 4 months. Now, there were other more explicit and obvious incidents of abuse and violence, but it would appear that it's up to the alleged victim in these cases to collate the evidence. Is that right?
That certainly is a factor, Claire, and we would ask the listeners that if they are in a situation like that, that they would document and be able to provide us with whatever evidence we require for it, because it is a complicated offence. But also, what I would say, if they can come in and speak to us, and I would appeal to the listeners there, if you are subject to domestic abuse and or coercive control, we are here to help you. We have a commitment to assist you. And if you feel that you're in that situation, come and speak to us. And we will provide whatever advice is required. So together we will be able to deal with the trauma and the difficulties that you're involved with.
And does it take a long time then to put a case together against somebody?
It's dependent, Claire, and I suppose it's on a case-by-case basis. It will take some time. Like, that case in Donegal took approximately 7 or 8 months to get before the courts. But by the vulnerable people coming and speaking to us, it means that the journey starts and the help and support starts. And we work very, very well with strategic partners out there in the advocacy world who also provide support. And if a listener is out there and they're listening to me, I would say come and speak to us and we can then help you and provide you with whatever support is available as well.
Have many complaints come in under the legislation since it was enacted in 2018?
We have at the moment in the region of 35 incidents that are under investigation. Mm-hmm. And that will increase as awareness increases out there, and as people feel happy to come and speak to us, because in some cases it becomes the norm in their relationship. And what I'm hoping through the programs that we are involved with and the engagement is that people begin to realise it isn't the norm. And there is help there for you.
And those 35 complaints that you're investigating, are they all from women?
They are at this stage, yes. But it's not gender specific. And, you know, there are males who are also subject to domestic abuse. And there are advocacy agencies that are there to help them as well.
That's Detective Superintendent Gerry Murphy. And some of those agencies, if you have been affected by anything you heard in that interview, are available to you now. The Women's Aid National Helpline is on 1-800-341-900. That's 1-800-341-900. Rape Crisis Network Ireland is also operational 24 hours a day on 1-800-778-888 or rcni.ie.